displaying itself through long ages in many works of exalted art. Manifested in repeated deeds of munificent yet unobtrusive charity, as well as in a passionate devotion to the intricate. Perhaps even more than to the orthodox and easily recognizable beauties of musical science. I reflected that a mere different arrangement of the particulars of the scene, of the details of the picture, would be sufficient to modify. There are combinations of very simple natural objects which have the power of thus affecting us. Still, the analysis of this power lies among considerations beyond our depth. There was an iciness, a sinking, a sickening of the heart. An unredeemed dreariness of thought, which no goading of the imagination could torture into awe of the sublime. What was it? I paused to think, what was it that so unnerved me in the contemplation? Contemplation. What was it? What was it?